Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we're going to feature songs that contain a male reference in the title of the song. This half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, Mothra the Vandellas, Last Night in the Pips, The Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, and The Velvets. Well, first up this half hour, a smasher from The Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, right here on Motown Memories.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Thank you. call himself a jack of all trades. Tell me, is that what's it, Papa, to an early grave? Folks say Papa would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama. Folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, 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 well.
Well, when he laid his head, was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was a long, 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 long.
Papa was a rolling stone. Well, when he laid his head, was his home.
Yeah.
A Motown memory from Martha Vandellas and Jimmy Mac, and they reached number 10 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1967, and was added with The Temptations and Papa Was a Rolling Stone, number one smash hit from 1972. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon for this hour, featuring all song titles that contain a male reference in the title of the song.
Well, coming up, Gladys Knight and the Pips with a song called Daddy Could Swear, I Declare. Well, Gladys and her Pips joined Motown Records in 1966, and although regarded as a second-string act during this period of time, they scored several big singles. Their biggest, I Heard Through the Grapevine, reaching number two in 1967. They also recorded Friendship Chain, If I Were Your Woman, and the Grammy Award-winning single Neither One of Us Wants the First to Say Goodbye. In their early Motown career, Gladys Knight and the Pips toured as the opening act by Diana Ross and the Supremes. Gladys Knight stated in her memoirs that Diana kicked her off the tour because the audience's reception to Knight's soulful performance overshadowed Diana. Well, Berry Gordy later told Gladys that she was giving his act a hard time. Well, Gladys Knight and the Pips left Motown for a better deal with Buddha Records in 1973, and achieved full-fledged success that year with hits such as the Grammy Award-winning single Midnight Train to Georgia and You're the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me. Well, here is Gladys and her Pips, a great song Daddy Could Swear I Declare, right here on Motown.
With time. ashamed of what he believes. He knows how to laugh, he knows when to cry, he knows how to live. He's not afraid to die.
What is a man? What is a man? What is a man? What is a man? A man searches for the key to success. He'd rather be sure.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Everybody!
Marvin Gaye with Stubborn Kind of Fellow, and they reached number 46 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1962, and that was his first charting song. Before that, The Four Tops and What is a Man, number 53 from 1969, and we started with Gladstein the Pips and Daddy Could Swear I Declare, number 19 from 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all song titles that contain a male reference in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Diana Ross and Last Time I Saw Him, right here on Motown Memories.
Last time I saw him, he sweetly kissed my lips. Last time I saw him, he said, I'll be back for more of this. Last time I saw him, we were crying at the bus. I knew he hated leaving, but he had to set us up. I gave him money, I know I invested well. Mama doesn't trust him, but he loves me, I can tell. Each day the Greyhound arrives at 9 o'clock, but I don't stop my crying till that last man's gotten off. Last time I saw him,
my resistance was getting low.
You are the one.
Velvet's a Motown Memory's favorite artist, and he was really saying something. And that reached number 64 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965. And we started with Diana Ross, and Last Time I Saw Him, number 14 from 1974. Well, this hour featured all songs that contain a male reference in the title of the song.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.